Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. It's time for our weekly visit from SDPB's Nate Weck. Nate covers sports and recreation throughout the state. This time around, we're also joined by SDPB-TV Steve Toom. Nate and Steve are part of South Dakota Public Broadcasting's coverage of the state high school football championships this Thursday through Saturday at the Dakota Dome in Vermilion, and they join us now from our Vermilion studio. Great to have you with us, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lori.
All right, let's start with a 9B and do a preview of this weekend game by game. Who wants to begin? 9B.
I can just quickly start here. We got Sully Buttes and Colombe. Steve and I were talking about this off-air here this morning. This is the only one-seed versus two-seed that we're going to see at the state football championships this year. So it played out the way it was supposed to. Sully Buttes has been to the Dome a few times. They were there last year. They lost to Coleman Egan. And then Colombe, they've got three state football titles, and their last one came in 2016.
And it's the only matchup of the entire weekend that has two unbeaten teams against each other. Now, I remember, you know, there's we've had like four or five, you know, unbeaten matchups, and this is one of those rare occasions where we only have one. And that's because there's really been a theme throughout the playoffs this year at all the levels except for 9B, and that is upsets. There have been as many, if not more, upsets than I can ever recall in the playoffs leading up to the Dakota Dome. It has just been a fantastic year, and I think you've seen across the state the parity. You know, you've got teams that pulled off some upsets, including teams that lost, you know, in some cases kind of badly, came back and won in the playoffs. So it's just been wide open this year at everything except 9B. There's the one where it's one versus two, Colombe, Sully Buttes at the beginning of the year. I think a lot of people around the state had them pegged to go to the Dome, and that's the only one that went to chalk this year.
All right, Class 9A.
All right, yeah, we got Canastota Freeman versus Howard, and Freeman hasn't been to the Dome since the their run that was in the mid to late 90s. Canastota won it won the 9A title in 2015, and they're going up against Howard, one of two Tigers teams that are going to be at the Dome this weekend. Howard's got three titles. They won it in 2014. They won a 9A title and 9AA title in 2009, and then an 11-man title. They won an 11B title in 2004. So Howard's kind of been all over the board. But yeah, Canastota Freeman, it's going to be cool to see Freeman back at the Dakota Dome.
Yeah, 1999 was the last time there. I covered all four of those championship runs from 96 to 99 on radio. Got to make a lot of trips to Freeman back then to cover them because they just had a powerhouse team. I think they won 46 in a row during that title run, and Canastota has been a recent powerhouse. This is the second year of the co-op between the Canastota Freeman Pride, but a lot of those Freeman kids did play in Canastota 3 years ago, so effectively they've been playing 3 years together. And Howard, they're a 6 seed. Canastota Freeman, by the way, is a 4 seed. They're 10-1. Howard 8-3 on the year. And Howard, the interesting thing about this team is they have played a bunch of high scoring shootouts and real defensive struggles. To give you an example, their first round matchup, they won 73-36. Then they won 8-7 at Warner and 12-8 at Britton Hecla. The thing I like about Warner is that if you get in a shootout, they're comfortable. They won a couple this year. They lost one too. But if you want a defensive struggle, the Tigers have played that. They've just been all over the board. And Canastota Freeman, very, very powerful game. These two teams, I believe, met during the regular season back on August 24th. And that was early in the year, and that was Canastota Freeman winning that one. But again, that was back in August.
Right. Different teams.
Yeah, a lot of things have changed.
All right, Class 9, double A.
All right, well, here's another one of those teams that has gotten back to the Dome, and last time that they were there was 94 and 95. It's Bonham, and they are going to take on Kimball White Lake. Kimball White Lake, as a co-op, last time that they were at the Dome was in 2011. So, yeah, Bonham, another one of those teams. There's a few teams we're going to be mentioning today that have experience, that have had experience of being to the Dome, but it's just been a long time, and Bonham is one of them. And Bonham, the fun thing about them is they had to go to Woolsey to take on Woolsey Wessington, and they didn't just beat them. 43-14 in that semifinal round, and that was maybe one of the more shocking semifinal games from my seat, Steve.
Yeah, Bonham comes in at the number four, and Kimball White Lake is a number seven seed coming into the playoffs. And again, this was an upset special. These two teams met back in early September. Bonham won that game 25-7. Last time the Bonham Cavaliers were at the Dome was 95. They were an 11B team. They won back-to-back titles led by pretty good running back, played for South Dakota State and played up in the CFL, Josh Ronick. And Bonham is one of those schools that's trying to win a 9-man title to go along with their 11-man titles that they won back in the mid-90s.
Oh, Class 11B, Nate.
All right, we're on a rematch here. Bridgewater Emory Ethan versus Sioux Falls Christian. Mm-hmm. Both of these teams played last year. Sioux Falls Christian won their very first state football championship last year at the Dakota Dome. And that was a game I remember last year looking at it going, combined, these teams average 80-some yards rushing between the two of them. So it was one of those games where it was like, we're going to see a lot of ground and pound. Sioux Falls Christian, though, in their game against Canton in the semifinal round, they took down number one seeded Canton 38-20. They scored a touchdown on their opening drive, and what do? They kick an onside kick to get the ball back. You want to talk about a way
roll the dice
and a way to make a statement, because they've gotten beat pretty handily by Canton earlier in the regular season, and that's what Sioux Falls Christian did to get out early. Before you knew it, you blinked, and it was 16-0.
In that matchup against Canton, Sioux Falls Christian outgained them on the ground 385-19. I don't think anybody saw that coming.
No. Nope.
And Bridgewater Emory Ethan, what a powerhouse team they've got there. And they've only lost once this year, I believe. And they have really made a statement since moving up to the 11-man ranks. I think this one's going to be a dandy of a football game. BEE's pretty tough.
It'll be a fun one.
Who cares about an election? Let's just talk football for the next.
Yeah. Amen to that.
All right, 11A, Class 11A, Nate.
Okay, so we got T Area and we got Dakota Valley. So here's the fun part. T Area and Dakota Valley have both been to the Dome in the last 2 years, but they've both played Madison and gotten beat pretty good. T Area got beat by Madison 39-0 in 2016 to Madison, and Dakota Valley got beat last year to Madison 42-20 in that championship game. But now Madison, the Yankees graduate. now there's a couple other teams moving up, so now you're going to have T and Dakota Valley.
Del Rapids.
Or sorry, I'm sorry. Yeah, Del Rapids.
Del Rapids. Yeah, because Del Rapids knocked off Dakota Valley in the semifinals, and that was a pretty big upset because Dakota Valley had been ranked number one. It kind of been going back and forth between them, T, and Madison as far as their number one ranking. You had three teams in the playoffs at 8-1. That was Dakota Valley, Madison, and T Area, but only T Area makes it to the Dome. And Del Rapids were 5-4, and nobody gave them much of a chance, but you know what? They got the job done. They beat Dakota Valley in the semifinals, and it was Del Rapids knocking off Madison 14-13 in the first round. So they've won their two combined playoff games by a grand total of 4 points. But Del Rapids is playing really, really well. Now, this one, you look at the history on this one as far as this season go, these two teams met back on September 28th, and T won that game handily 56-6. So you don't know what to expect here. Del Rapids, I mean, they've proven in the playoffs. They had to go on the road and win, and we'll see what happens here against a very powerful T-Area Titans team.
Wow.
Yes, Del Rapids, not Dakota Valley. There's too many teams and double names in there.
Dakota Valley was hoping there for a minute. They're like, wait, oh, never mind. All right, Class 11, double A.
Yeah, Class 11, double A. So here we go again. Here's another one of those Tigers teams, Huron. And they have one state title on their resume, and that was in 1992. So it's been a 26-year drought for Huron. But they are going back to the Dakota Dome, and they're going to take on Pierre, who has a lot of experience in the Dakota Dome. They won it last year. They're the defending champs in 11, double A. Actually took a trip to Huron yesterday to check out the Tigers and the preparation, and they're trying to keep that routine, Laurie, as even as they can, as normal as possible to what they've done throughout the regular season. They did play Pierre earlier this year, and Pierre kind of got the best of them. But we've seen Huron step up big here recently, 4-5 on the regular season. And then they go to have to play Harrisburg, and they get the win in Harrisburg on the road and in the quarterfinal round. And then they go down to Crane Youngworth Field in Yankton and get a semifinal victory against the Yankton Bucks. So Huron, definitely a team that's gotten hot at the right time.
There is a lot of excitement in Huron. Again, they not only haven't they been to the Dome since 92, they haven't beaten Yankton since 1993, and they had to go win at Yankton 28-23, the final score in that game at Crane Youngworth Field. And here's the interesting thing. I've been covering games at the Dome really since 1993 on radio and television combined. And in the 25 years, I've never seen Huron at the Dome because their last appearance there was 92. So I got a feeling Friday night at the Dome, there's going to be a sea of orange and black fans there. They are fired up in Huron. And again, it's one of those teams. And we used to see this back in the past where there were a lot more upsets in the 11AA rank because I think the teams were a little more evenly matched then. And I think you're kind of seeing a return to that with the split in the classes is that, hey, you got some chances for some upsets here. And Huron, they're flying high right now. And, you know, again, Pierre won the earlier matchup, again, back in September on the 14th, 34-7. But, again, this is a different Tiger team. And, you know, who knows what's going to happen here. But Pierre, I would have to say, is the favorite. I think they've been the best team from start to finish in 11AA.
All right, 11AAA.
All right, so here's the big one here with we got Sioux Falls, Washington. I know we've had some conversations about them, Lori, the last few weeks and what some of their history and stuff is. But they're going to take on Brandon Valley. So you had the 4 seed. Sioux Falls, Washington beat the number 1 seeded Sioux Falls, Roosevelt. And then you had the number 3 seed, Brandon Valley, beat the number 2 seed, Sioux Falls, O'Gorman. And that's your championship right there. It's a rematch of 2016. And this one right here is... it could be really interesting because both of these teams at one point in the year had seen their struggles, but they've both kind of figured it out. They've been able to play strong defense, and it'll be really exciting to see what Brandon Valley's defense can do when they come up against Tupac Kapaya on that Dakota Dome turf.
Yeah, and he is a very fast running back, very energetic runner. These two teams opened up the season against each other. Washington won that game 28-14, but again, that seems so long ago. And, you know, we do have a few rematches here in the championships, but again, so many of them happened very early in the year. Brandon Valley getting that big win at O'Gorman. They forced 5 turnovers, I believe, in that game.
Yep, 5.
Against O'Gorman at McEnany Field. Washington, you know they got the running back. You know they want to get Tupac Kapaya going, and I think that's going to be the key. Brandon Valley's defense, they got to slow down the Washington Warriors running game.
All right, let's talk a little bit about this notion in our last 30 seconds or so about the upsets and just what that brings from a fan perspective, what it brings from, you know, a community perspective. So many people coming to the Dome for the first time or for the first time in a while, or it seems like anything's possible.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes it exciting is anytime you have sometimes upsets on paper with like the seedings and things like that can be a little deceiving.
Right.
But this time around, you know, I think the deceiving aspects kind of went out the window a little bit. You've got some teams that have definitely had struggles, and you can look at their schedule and you see serious gaps where they have dipped down and they have come back up and gotten hot at the right time. And really, that's what the playoffs are all about in whatever sport. You know, you can look at there's basketball teams we've covered as well that, you know, haven't had maybe the strongest regular season record, but they just have gotten hot at the right time, and you see a 6 or a 7 seed going into the championship. So it's the same thing here with football, and I think a lot of these upsets throughout the playoffs are going to create some exciting atmospheres and some exciting games here at the Dakota Dome.
Yeah, I believe that's the case where you got some fan bases. They've been salivating to get back to the Dome for years, and again, Bonham's going to bring a big crowd. I know Huron's going to bring a big crowd as well. I think it's going to be really, really exciting, and we start things off on Thursday, 9:30, the coverage, and 10 o'clock, the kickoff, for that's the 9A game.
All right, follow it along on hashtag SDFootball18, sdpb.org/football, and watch it on SDPB TV. Nate Wax, Steve Toom, thanks so much. We'll talk much more football in the next few days. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.